For regulatory services, social media is about delivering information to businesses and residents. This could be an enforcement message, giving instruction, education, or health promotion. Social media makes that information accessible. People are able to share the message with their contacts and through their own networks. And if you want, you can also use social media tools to encourage a dialogue between yourselves and the people that use it. Today's teenagers are often labelled as the YouTube generation. But it's a complete myth that it's only young people who use social media. So the audience is there and waiting. Although, despite its potential for delivering your work, so far local government has been lagging behind. Of course, there are a number of reasons why that might be the case. Time, money, and technical expertise are just a few examples. But the majority of professionals involved in regulation are actually motivated and interested in delivering public information on the web. Often, though, what they lack is the support to make it happen. And that's where we can help, by providing you with social media resources whilst you continue doing what you're good at. Whilst budgets are being cut, it is now more important than ever that we develop new and innovative ways of working. Of course, web media can't replace traditional services, but they can really help enhance the quality of the service you provide. Let's look at a few examples. Dinchester Council placed 3 4-minute noise nuisance videos on their website and social media sites. The first described what Dinchester could do for people suffering from noise. The second described what a statutory nuisance is and how it would be assessed. And the third described ways of how complainants could help themselves. They provided links to the videos in all of their correspondence, especially emails. And as a result, the number of complainants returning to the service reduced significantly. Dampborough Council received 100 complaints every year regarding condensation in private rented property. So, instead of visiting and advising occupants, they issued a 10-minute video explaining why condensation occurs and outlining the steps that occupants could take to prevent it. They uploaded the video and circulated details to landlords in their area. 30% of food businesses in Filthborough had a very poor hygiene rating. They issued a range of information videos on the net for food operators, explaining the food hygiene rating scheme as part of their overall improvement plan. They also provided the information on DVD for the independent operators who did not have internet access. The number of businesses with the lowest score has now halved. So, as well as the potential outcomes, consider the costs of this form of communication. Face-to-face communication in regulatory services is typically carried out at the client's home or business, costing a minimum of £50 for each visit. A 10-minute telephone conversation could cost you up to £10. However, your online communication costs pence and can be repeated as many times as your client wishes, without any additional expense. For local government departments, these resources can take a great deal of time to develop, time that you need to spend on the front line doing your jobs. But we already have a range of video and picture resources that might suit you and can produce tailor-made solutions at nominal prices. So, why not start small and evaluate and increase your resources as they prove their worth? If you're interested in giving it a go, please contact us and we'll be happy to discuss ideas.